All right, back at the Young Turks. Jay, you're Casper. Casper's in the house.
Hey.
Well, now that was exciting right there. That was
super exciting.
Okay, Norma GP writes in, if Bernie's running, he's going to run as an, is he going to run as an independent Democrat or Justice Democrat? Ooh, good question. No, he's going to run as a Democrat. There's no question about it. And whether he runs as a Justice Democrat is, I guess, a separate issue. That would be awesome. But let's, one thing at a time, okay? But he won't run as independent. He has every right to run as a Democrat, and it's much better to go that way because it's easier. Pat Trago writes in, doesn't matter who else runs, if Bernie runs, game over. Everybody thinks that race in 2020 is going to be super exciting. And if Bernie doesn't run, they are right. It will be heart attack city, man. Boy, that'll be a hell of an unbelievable race on the Democratic side in 2020. If Bernie runs, there's some chance it's already over. And that the establishment was like, oh, no way. No, don't be ridiculous. Do you know that he's, we need fresh faces? Anyway, that's why we need Joe Biden. Look, there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden, but he ain't a fresh face, and he's as old as Bernie is. Anyway, RJ2151 writes in, if the DNC does not support Senator Warren or Senator Sanders in 2020 primaries, they will lose again. Fair enough. Knowledge Sachs says about the new Democratic slogan, a better deal. What is this, Taco Bell deals after dark? Actually, they're comparing it to a Papa John's slogan, something about better ingredients, better pizza. So they got so much heat for that that they changed it. They're like, did we just say better deals? We meant better deals, better jobs, better wages, better savings, something else, something longer, better pepperoni. Get specific. Anyway, Casper, what's up?
All right. Members of the House are furious considering the fact that the Senate failed to pass their version of a replacement plan for the Affordable Care Act. And Representative Blake Fahrenthold from Texas made his frustrations clear while he was talking to a local radio show host by the name of Bob Jones. In fact, he was so frustrated that he decided to bring up the issue of possibly dueling senators who refused to vote in favor of the replacement plan. If you don't believe me, hear what he had to say.
The fact that the Senate does not have the courage to do some of the things that every Republican in the Senate promised to do is just absolutely repugnant to me. Some of the people that are opposed to this, they're some female senators from the Northeast. If it was a guy from South Texas, I might ask him to step outside and settle this Aaron Burr style.
Okay, so let's just clarify a couple of things. First of all, the duel between Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton was one that involved guns. So he's talking about shooting other Republicans and killing them. So when we talk about violence, we're talking about violence. This guy just talked about, let's go shoot each other in the streets. Why did you bring out female senators? That's from the Northeast. That's not even true. Susan Collins is from the Northeast. Lisa Murkowski is from Alaska. That's the Northeast of Russia. Okay, so he doesn't even have his facts straight, of course. And now a side note, Fahrenthold looks like a human representation of Pepe the Frog. Okay. Uh-huh. And so here he comes all of a sudden like, oh man, they didn't have the courage, maybe we should shoot him. And it's not a matter of courage, it's a matter that they don't agree with you. So Susan Collins, there's a lot of things that I don't agree with her on. I don't agree with 90% of her policies. But in this case, she thinks 22 million people losing health insurance sucks. And she doesn't want to support that. She's not as much of a monster as you are. She thinks cutting money for Planned Parenthood is not the right way to go. That would hurt a lot of women and people overall in the country. And she's not in favor of that. That doesn't mean she lacks courage. She means she should be shot in the face.
Isn't it more courageous to actually represent the best interests of your, you know, voters and look out for them instead of just playing party politics and siding with senators who, you know, are going to vote against the best interests of their constituents? I mean, you're talking about courage. I mean, and then, okay, so there's that part of it, right? And then there's this like constant talk about shooting and things like that coming from the right. And this is right after Scalise got shot and is still in the hospital. Are we going to change our rhetoric ever, or are they just going to continue on with this nonsense? Like, oh, you're such a tough guy. Like, yeah, I'm going to take him outside and like, oh, go out after him. Aaron Burr style. I can't even believe that he said that. But maybe I should, maybe I'm super naive. This rhetoric just keeps getting worse. And they think it's cute, they think it's funny, he thinks he's a tough guy. I don't know.
So two last things about it. One, they said, oh, Bernie Sanders at fault for the Scalise shooting. But Bernie Sanders has espoused nonviolence from day one and has said it a million times over, right? This guy, can you imagine if Bernie Sanders said, maybe we should shoot Republicans we disagree with? Aaron Burr style.
Well, Republicans would latch onto that and they wouldn't let it go. It would be something that they would mention every single day until Bernie Sanders has, you know, left the building, no longer has a political career. That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats, right? Republicans, no messaging. They will use anything and everything for the purposes of their propaganda, whereas Democrats will let stuff slide. This guy talks about shooting people that he disagrees with politically. Not even from the other side, the other political party, but from his own party because they refuse to vote for something that goes against the best interests of their constituents. Guess what? That's what lawmakers are supposed to do. I know we're so far removed from that, where lawmakers just vote based on corporate interests, their donors, and everything other than their constituents. But I actually give these Republican senators a lot of credit for their courage of representing their constituents instead of just siding with a political party.
And by the way, those are the moderate Republican senators, so-called, couple of them, right? But actually, conservative senators are the ones who killed the bill. They said it was not draconian enough. They didn't say they used the word draconian, but they said no, there should be more freedom, more tax cuts for the rich, and less Medicaid support, so less coverage for Americans. So, and there were more men than women who voted that way or were going to vote that way in the Republican Party. So. Again, here's a Republican randomly picking out female Republican senators and going, it's their fault when there's only two of them and there were so many more. And the guys who killed it were Senators Lee and Moran after they said they weren't going to vote for it. That's when it died. But he doesn't focus on the guys, he focuses on the women to
attack. Right. And look, I don't care what gender he focuses on. John and I discussed this on a day when you were out. The House is furious right now that they passed their version of a crappy healthcare replacement bill, right? And of course, their asses are on the line as a result of that, politically speaking. And the Senate didn't do the same. And so they're like, wait, but it's like, okay, so you were stupid enough to do it, and now you're angry that senators weren't stupid enough to do it? Take responsibility for your own actions.
And if you think it's such a great bill, then why aren't you incredibly proud of it?
Exactly.
If you actually believe in the bill, you say like, oh, those poor senators, they're not gonna get the political advantage I'm gonna get.
Right.
But instead, you know that your bill is a disaster and the American people hate it. And in the last poll that I saw from a couple of days ago, 20% are in favor of your bill, 57% are against it. That's almost a 3-to-1 margin. That's how much they hate your bill. You know who you should blame for that? Not anybody else. You voted for it because you wanted to get more tax cuts for your donors. Sad day for you that you put together a bill that everybody in the country hates. Mm-hmm. That's not on anybody but you. So if you're, all right. I'll leave it at that.
Let's move on to other stuff. One of the main reasons why the US government spends so much money on defense is because of the fact that private manufacturers and private companies get contracts that are extremely expensive, when in reality, we could just be supplying certain things without having to deal with these contracts. Well, here is a specific example of government waste, wasted money that comes from us taxpayers that goes toward nonsense in the Middle East specifically. So the Pentagon is now having to answer to this, what I consider scandal involving uniforms that were purchased for Afghan soldiers, okay? So I'm gonna show you this report and then I'm gonna give you more details into what really happened. Take a look.
The Pentagon has apparently spent $28 million on forest camouflage Afghanistan military uniforms rather than give them other patterns that cost nothing. USA Today says the forest pattern is privately owned, whereas other camouflage schemes owned by the US government are free. A 17-page report noted that forests cover only 2.1% of Afghanistan's total land area, making the woodland camo highly ineffective in most scenarios.
Not only did they spend more money than they needed to on these uniforms for these Afghan soldiers, they purchased uniforms that aren't even effective, that wouldn't actually camouflage them because they're not fighting in the forest, they're fighting in desert terrain.
So there's a couple parts of this story that are infuriating. And the full video that you saw will be in a link in the description box. So $28 million at a minimum for purchasing those specific uniforms, gone. Just threw $28 million in the garbage.
But you know, we waste a lot of money on public education and healthcare and entitlements, right? That's where we really need to focus.
You want to look for waste? Look at the Pentagon. They throw $28 million in the garbage before you know what hit you. So those camouflage uniforms actually do the opposite. If you're in desert terrain and you're wearing those bright green outfits, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. It's going to get people killed on top of the money that you wasted. And this is the most infuriating part, was a no bid contract. Why? We've been in the middle of Afghanistan for what, like 16 years now? Where's the emergency? Remember when Dick Cheney first told us, oh no, we got to do no bid contracts because I hate capitalism. I mean, I love capitalism, but I just want to give contracts to my friends.
That's right.
Without any competition. So because they said, it's an emergency. It's an emergency, we've got to act right away. So this is a 16-year emergency. There's no emergency here for how to buy more uniforms in Afghanistan. You just wanted to make somebody that you know rich. I don't know who did it and how they benefited from that company, but somebody definitely benefited in an outrageous way here.
Think about it. The US government could have supplied those uniforms and it would have costed us nothing. But instead, they chose to spend or waste $28 million on ineffective camo gear that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
And by the way, that's the latest.
That's okay. The latest, yes.
Since 2007, we've spent $93 million on 1.3 million uniforms for just Afghan soldiers. Simply by using a camouflage pattern owned but not currently used by the US military, we could have saved taxpayers $71 million. $71 million in the garbage, but no, we don't have money for education. We don't have money for healthcare because we had to buy the wrong uniform so somebody can get rich over here in the US.
You guys, we fall for it time and time again. I mean, it's amazing. They're master manipulators in Congress, the executive branch. They're master manipulators because they convince us to focus on fighting each other while the people at the top are giving out these lucrative contracts to their wealthy buddies, right? That's where our taxpayer money is being wasted. It's not being wasted on entitlements, which by the way, we funded, we paid into. Every time I look at my paycheck, I see how much of that goes toward Medicare, how much of that goes toward, you know, Social Security, all of these programs that again, we're paying into. So don't let them point at us and make it seem as though we're the bad guys because we actually want to get the benefits that we paid into. Those are not the issues here. The issue is the real waste happening with the Pentagon, with military spending, with defense spending. It's all BS. And don't make them convince you that it's all in the name of national security.
So they do this all the time. TransDigm's another defense contractor that is now going around and doing basically what the pharmaceutical companies do. They're buying people down the food chain. And then pretending there's competition, but in fact they own both of the companies. So there's no real competition and they jack up the prices of the military and the military is sitting there going bee. So that's a monopoly. Mm-hmm. And now finally there's some investigation. I can give you more updates on that later, but TransDigm is another one that we're gonna look at. Another even much larger waste of money. Congressman Ro Khanna started inquiring into that in the first place. Mm-hmm. And now that investigation is growing louder and louder as it should. And final fact for you guys that are maddening. When Bernie Sanders was running, they told him, no, your plan of like $70 billion for free college education so that people can live the American dream, so that middle class kids could have the same chance as rich kids? No, unaffordable, no way, can't do it. Do you know how much we've spent to train and equip Afghan security forces? $66 billion. And how's that working out for us? So now Defense Secretary James Mattis says, oh no, we have to send thousands of more American troops because
right.
The Afghan troops can't fight on their own. After we wasted $66 billion, then they tell us there's no money for your kids' education or healthcare. It's gross.
All right, one more story before we go to break. The DOJ is likely to plan a crackdown on marijuana, both medicinal and recreational marijuana. And that is according to new reports about Donald Trump's task force on crime reduction and public safety. Now, that task force is due to release a report soon indicating how they plan on tackling crime in America. But task force subcommittees will undertake a review of existing policies in areas of charging, sentencing, and marijuana to ensure consistency with the department's overall strategy on reducing violent crime with administration goals and priorities. Now that is a statement from Jeff Sessions, who of course is the head of the DOJ, and he has been on the record countless times talking about how terrible he thinks marijuana is, how the federal government needs to crack down on states that have legalized marijuana. Sessions sent a letter in May asking congressional leaders to do away with an amendment to the DOJ budget prohibiting the agency from using federal funds to prevent states from implementing their own state laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, and cultivation of medical marijuana. So I have more details on this. And interestingly enough, the only thing that could save us from this nonsense is the fact that Trump has seemed to kind of turn on Jeff Sessions. So who knows? It seems like Jeff Sessions might be on his way out. And who knows if that's going to have any type of positive impact on this particular issue.
So let's talk about their current plan, and then maybe a little bit of hope that this guy gets fired for all the wrong reasons, of course.
Right.
So that means if your state legalized marijuana, they're like, I don't care, we're going to come prosecute you anyway. Oh, 8 states have already legalized marijuana for recreational purposes. 21 states additionally have said for medical marijuana. They're like, oh, your state decided states' rights. Jeff Sessions and the Southern Republicans nonstop talk about states' rights because they want to take away black people's rights. Then they go, oh, but the state of Alabama has every right in the world to treat blacks any way they like. Okay, right. Now when you say 29 states also have states' rights to do as their voters demanded in their democracy, now you don't have any states' rights. We're just messing around. We just hate black people,
so
we want to imprison them for marijuana and we want to take away their rights in the South. States' rights is just a gimmick.
So let me jump in real quick, because while I do agree that the issue of states' rights only seems to be raised when it's convenient for those on the right, the reality is, and this is another thing that kind of gives me a little bit of hope. Everybody loves marijuana, okay? It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, doesn't matter if you're a Republican. Everyone loves marijuana. A lot of people from both political parties use marijuana. And so, look, this is anecdotal, but I was curious to see what right-wing commentary on this story would be. And based on a lot of comments that I read, a lot of right-wingers were like, no, this is a states' rights issue. Don't touch my marijuana.
Yeah, I know. Now that they're getting high, all of a sudden they're back on this issue. But Scalia, and for decades and decades, conservatives were openly hypocritical. I don't give a damn about states' rights if I want to take your rights away. And if I want to take your rights away, then I'm going to use states' rights as a prop. So, okay, for Republicans like Jeff Sessions, who now say they don't care about how your state voted, they are never, ever allowed to say states' rights again because they don't believe it. Now, it gets worse. So they want to explore use of asset forfeiture more.
Right. They want to amplify civil asset forfeiture, which you guys know what that is. That's when authorities will seize and possess your property and your money in an investigation if they suspect that you either possess or are trafficking drugs. And a lot of times, innocent people get caught up in this. And even if they've never been charged, they were never convicted of anything, there's no wrongdoing whatsoever, they have a very difficult time getting their property and their money back. Because it costs resources to go to court and demand that stuff back.
You don't automatically get your stuff back if you're not even charged. You have to go out of your way to try to convince the government to give you your stuff back. In over 90% of the cases, they never get it back. So if your car has legal medical marijuana in 29 out of the 50 states, and the federal cops come in, they go, well, you're legal to you, illegal to me, I'm taking the marijuana and I'm taking your car. And 90% of the time, you won't get it back. Jesus, can you imagine if they stole your car? And that's what it would be. It is a theft by the American government from American citizens. By the way, they can come into your house. You can have legal marijuana in your house. They'll take your house. They're stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from you because you had a legal joint in your house. This is a crime against the American people.
Absolutely.
That's who Jeff Sessions and these backwards Republicans are.
And I think the most shocking part about all of this is the fact that the Keebler elf doesn't use marijuana. Like, wouldn't you think the Keebler elf would be like smoking pot while baking his cookies? I don't know.
But that's how Republicans are. You think he doesn't use it? Who knows?
There's no way he does, because I feel like that would change him real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Anna, there's no way all those anti-gay rights Republicans are actually gay.
No, I know, but marijuana does things to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe there's not. No end to their hypocrisy. But so, one last thing here. New Orleans Police Department superintendent, former superintendent, and co-chairman of Law Enforcement Leaders to Reduce Crime and Incarceration said, look, what are we doing running after marijuana for? He's like, that's not what's causing the violence and the crime. He said, we know what it is. It's crack, powdered cocaine, heroin, and opioids. He's not, he's not soft on crime. He's like, those drugs do cause crime, and we should go after them. But you're telling me to take resources away from that and put it into marijuana, which is legal in these 29 states, and chase after that and go grab people's property doing it. This is crazy. So, look, if Jeff Sessions gets fired by Trump, it is not because of this. Trump doesn't mind this at all. He said that he would leave the states alone on this issue. As always, Trump's a pathological liar and lied about it and put Sessions in place knowing exactly what he's going to do. Trump would only get rid of Sessions because Sessions has not covered up his crimes on the Russian front. That's what he's mad about. But this, if he did, he got rid of Sessions, it would be the one good thing coming out of the Russian collusion story.
That's true.
So, but if for the moment being, this is the Republicans' guy, he's the standard bearer, he's the attorney general. So if you don't want, you know, your pot right to smoke marijuana taken away as a free American and citizen, well then vote against Republicans, because there aren't Democrats doing this. It is the only people left in politics who are on this side now pretty much are the Republican Party. So if you vote for them and you put Jeff Sessions in place, well, then don't come crying to us because we told you he'd do it. Okay, we got to take a break here. Guys, you got to panic, by the way, not on the marijuana thing, although that too. Free membership is about to run out. I think this is the last week. So go to tytnetwork.com/join. You can still get a free month, but you got to sign up within this week and put in the promo code FREETYT. It makes it sound like you got to free us. You get all the show. If you missed any part of it, you could download it, you could stream it, no ads, and you get all the network shows, and you'll get the fun post games and old school and aggressive progressive. So don't miss out last week for this offer. Okay, we'll be right back. All right, back on the Young Turks. Members of the day are Philip Keller and Robert Dolshall. And members get all the post games. We got one for coming up for you guys today. They're always fun and exciting. TYTnetwork.com/join. You know it's the last week. Put in promo code FREETYT to get a month of membership free. David Guarneri writes in on YouTube Super Chat. Look, if you're listening to us on YouTube, use a Super Chat. We're much more likely to read your comments. Trump's White House is no proper executive administration. He says they're a glorified crew. And given the mob story that I did in the first hour, you seem to have a good point there. Chris Bradshaw wrote in, I would rather see this, I love this, referring to Fahrenholt. Mm-hmm. I would rather see this tough guy challenge someone to a 100 meter dash. I can't. Okay. That wrestling guy says, thanks, Anna, for saying what I've been saying for years. It's not an entitlement when you pay into it every day of your life.
Yeah.
And what I've been saying a long time, even before Anna, was it's called an entitlement because you're entitled to it because it's your fucking money.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, let's keep going.
All right. A GOP official from Kentucky has been arrested for indecent exposure in Tennessee and also resisting arrest. David Naramore is his name, and apparently an employee from the Belk department store contacted police when Naramore rubbed his foot while sitting in the bathroom stall next to him and then proceeded to expose his genitals.
Let's hold.
Okay.
So I didn't know this is how folks rolled. So this, like, I imagine this is the same thing Larry Craig did, the Republican senator.
Yes. I remembered Larry Craig during this story.
So the wide stance. He said, no, I'm not rubbing his, I'm not playing footsie. I have a wide stance. And it went into his stall. So they're doing it with the feet, right? No. I mean, he's not on the ground like rubbing his foot.
I finally, look, life is full of dots, right? And it is your job to connect those dots. So dot number one, Republicans think that you can't allow transgendered individuals to use the bathroom that they identify with because of sexual assault. Dot number two, there's a number of GOP officials and politicians who have gotten caught doing questionable things in men's bathrooms. Oh, I get it. Connect the dots. Since they do crazy stuff like this, they think that people, like, bathrooms are just like breeding grounds for sexual assault. Like, I don't know if connecting the dot there really makes all that much sense, because it's not like there's a ton of cases with Republican men doing this.
But these are only the guys who got caught.
Because it doesn't even look, it doesn't even cross my mind to do anything of that nature ever in a bathroom or anywhere. But
no, I think you're really onto it, Hannah. Like, to me, I'm like, why would a trans person assault you in a bathroom? Why does that make any sense? Like,
it never even
occurred to me. But a lot of these guys are going into bathrooms and feeling guys up underneath the stall. So then they think, like, if I do it, like, of course trans are gonna do it. And remember, they're at a minimum bisexual here. And so so they think, oh, I guess other people in the spectrum would do like I would. No, but they're not closeted. They don't hate themselves. They don't need to go assault people in a bathroom.
No, but
they can live freely. You don't live free, and you're like, oh my God, what if somebody catches me being gay? So I'm gonna grab onto a dude's foot in the middle of the bathroom.
No, this is insane. It's insane. It's so incredibly ballsy. No pun intended, right? Because we're talking in both the Larry Craig story and this story, we're talking about people in individual bathroom stalls, and then we're talking about one person being the aggressor without even seeing that other individual's face, right?
And the exposing of the genitals, I don't even know how that happened.
Did he do it over the top?
Did he do it under the bottom? Did he sling it around?
Don't know. Don't want to know. It just happened. So at that point, the employee called the authorities and managed to keep Naramore subdued until the authorities show up. Then the authorities show up and he's resisting arrest. And so they end up tasing him. The taser did not work. And at that point, the cop punched him in the face to subdue him, and that didn't work. And then several other cops had to get involved just to restrain him. And so he ended up getting arrested, and he will face charges. But it's crazy. He served as a member of the state executive committee of the state's Republican Party in Kentucky, as well as the Letcher Council or county chairman. So he is involved in politics, GOP politics in his state. It's just crazy how this story all went down.
So when black folks resist, they are said to be resisting arrest. Mm-hmm. These thugs, you know, why don't you just listen to the cops? When the cops come, you know what you do? You just get surrender. That's what you do. You just listen to their orders. This guy, they're tasing him. He's like, whatevs. They punch him in the face. He's like, no, I don't think so. So then they got to tackle him to the ground. Look, if these guys weren't giant hypocrites, it would be a sad story. It would be about how this guy is desperately looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
I mean, and
no,
I mean,
look,
literally.
There's that part of it. But also, this isn't about a guy, a Republican guy who's making moves on another man. This is also someone who did something that's clearly illegal. He exposed his genitals to a complete stranger. You can't do that. That's indecent exposure. So.
Yeah.
So that's actual indecent exposure. You know, just whipping your dick out. You can't do that.
So. Next time you hear Republicans talking about, oh my God, we can't have any gay rights at all, and worried about what's happening in the bathrooms, think like, wait, why are they worried about what's happening in the bathrooms? I don't know how many of these guys are out there, but for God's sake, get out of the closet. Live as a free person. It's supposed to be a free country. You'll be shocked at how much you love it. That way you could actually expose your genitals to people who want to see them.
Right.
As opposed to random dudes in bathrooms like, hey, look at this. Surprise.
Oh, terrible.
Okay. For the Sirius Satellite Radio audience, we have nothing but love for you guys, but we are out of time. So we do the show live 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on tytnetwork.com. We do have a couple of quick stories left for the audience online, so stay with us. We'll do our bye-bye at that point. And everybody remember, last week for free trial membership of a whole month. So go to tytnetwork.com/join. If you missed any of this show, you can catch it all there. And remember, put in the promo code FREETYT to get a whole month free. Best time to do this right now. Okay, we'll be right back, guys. All right, isn't the last break your favorite one? It's a shout.
Super short, yeah.
My favorite part of the last story was how obsessed I was with figuring out the mechanics of how he rubbed his foot and how he showed up as a genitals. Because I'm thinking about the stalls and I don't get it.
It means that he's done it before. Like, that wasn't the first time he's done it. So think about how many like people have been victimized by his, you know, penis flashing.
Yeah, people have been victimized by his penis. Anyway, and sorry, I had a little bit of projection there myself when I was like, maybe you could show it to him this way.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I love that you're assuming that he's, you know, gifted.
Okay, all right, anyways, all right. Such a clown. All right, what's next?
All right. There's only one abortion clinic left in the state of Kentucky, and right-wingers in the state are fighting tooth and nail in order to shut it down. Now, this has been a long battle and a long fight in the state. There are evangelicals who have been protesting and intimidating women who show up for their appointments. And it got so bad that at one point a judge had to get involved. A federal judge got involved and had to create a buffer zone in order to protect the women who went to that clinic. Now, things continue to get bad, and the protesters are planning on showing up to the homes of these abortion doctors to protest there, which I would say is another form of intimidation. Now, there's more details to this story in the CBS report. Let's take a quick look at that and I'll give you more.
Abortion opponents started gathering at churches in Louisville over the weekend, gearing up for citywide protests. Evangelical activists Jason Storms and wife Sarah brought their 8 children with them from Milwaukee, along with a firm belief.
We have the wholesale, legalized, protected, tax-subsidized killing of little human beings in the womb is, to me, just is deplorable.
The group he belongs to, Operation Save America, calls Roe versus Wade a covenant with death and wants to close down the clinic, the last remaining abortion provider in the state.
This is exactly why this matters. Yeah.
Kentucky's abortion landscape is changing. Republican Governor Matt Bevin publicly opposes abortion, and the GOP-controlled legislature has passed new restrictions on abortion. In May, nearly a dozen protesters were arrested for blocking patients' access to the clinic. Storm says they plan to be peaceful this time.
Well, there's certainly not going to be any violence on anybody on our side.
One of their activists told me that they don't espouse violence. Do you believe that?
No.
Anna Hola has been the clinic's director for 17 years.
How do you feel about being a target?
It's offensive because these people outside believe that they have monopoly over God.
So watch the whole video in the link below in the description box. Great report by them.
Yes.
So look, an abortion doctor was killed in his own house by people who thought he was committing murder of innocent babies. So there they are talking about the murder of innocent babies, and then they say, we're gonna come to your house. Are you insane? How is that not intimidation? And so if it had never happened to an abortion doctor and all they ever did was peaceful violence and they went to people's house, that's still wrong, okay? Because you're going to their house. It's doxing on a meta level. But knowing that the last time people went to people's houses, somebody got shot in the head.
Yep.
This is crazy. And instead of the government in Kentucky protecting the people who are under threat, they're doing the exact opposite by encouraging and stoking the people.
Which is why the federal judge had to get involved and create that buffer zone in order to protect patients who wanted to get to that clinic. But look, we've gone over this reproductive debate, reproductive rights over and over and over again. So you guys know where we stand on it. But what I've always find so fascinating is this notion of Christians being persecuted in the country, right? Like, Christian persecution, freedom of religion is under attack, religious liberty is under attack. No, it's not. Here's the thing, you're evangelical, cool. You wanna have 8 kids, cool. You wanna be like the Duggars and have 82 kids, awesome, okay? That's your life, do you, boo. You wanna be miserable with a ton of kids, that's great. But guess what, I don't wanna have 8 kids, right? And guess what, you don't get to dictate how many kids I have, whether or not I can have kids, whether or not I can have, you know, reproductive services available, reproductive health services available for me. That's your religion. You get to live your life the way you want to live your life. I get to live my life the way I want to live my life, as long as I'm not harming other people. Who are they to tell us what is and isn't moral in our own lives? You have your version of morality, I have my version of morality. In my version, it's just uncalled for to get involved in women's lives, in women's vaginas, in their uterus, and tell them what they can and can't do with it. How about don't worry about me and you do you, take care of your 8 kids.
Yeah, so they remind me of course, Muslim fundamentalists. Muslim fundamentalists tell you, you can't draw the Prophet Muhammad. No dude, you can't draw the Prophet Muhammad. I can draw anything I like.
Exactly.
Because I'm not Muslim. You can't have an abortion. No dude, you can't have an abortion. I'm not Christian, I don't believe in the same voodoo you believe in. So it's supposed to be a free country. We're not a theocracy and we're not run by your fundamentalist vision of your religion. And by the way, knucklehead, read the Bible, Numbers 5:11-31. God is pro-abortion. You're even wrong about the thing that you are so adamant about. Like, oh my God, God tells me to intimidate you and every once in a while to shoot you because I'm pro-life. No, he doesn't. God is in favor of abortion. Your whole identity is based on a lie. So that's fine. You want to delude yourself and do things that make no sense to other rational human beings? Do it in your own backyard. That's why it's great that it's a free country.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. Unlike you, I'm not in your business. Have 28 kids and like believe that the Bible says things it doesn't say. It doesn't matter, I don't care. I want you to be free. That's the difference between me and you. I will fight for your freedom. You want to take our freedom away? Oh, because it says in my Bible. But that we're not run by your Bible, we're run by the Constitution. And if you don't like it, get out, because you are un-American. At the very core of America is that freedom to believe anything you want. We shall not establish a religion. And if you don't like it, go join the Taliban, because you would be very welcome there.
Yes, okay. I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
I just, like when I look at that family from that video, it's like Joe Schmo and his 8 kids, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, they're fucking miserable, man.
No, that part.
They want us to be miserable too. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, maybe they're super happy. I mean, how lovely would life be if you had 8 kids to take care of? That'd be fucking awesome.
The kids look cute. God bless them.
No, the kids are great. I'm not saying the kids are bad.
I know you're not saying
anything
against the kids.
No.
Maybe they do love it. Maybe they do love it. God bless them for being able to afford it too.
Yeah, taking care of kids is tough. It's just tough because you're responsible for a human being, right? So if you have 1 kid, that's tough. If you have 8 kids, that's even more difficult. I would be a mess if I had 8 kids.
I know, they live a different lifestyle and bless them. Just stay the fuck out of our lives, okay? Anyway, tytnetwork.com/join to get the post game where we will vent more. But lucky for you, last week of it being free for a whole month. So promo code free TYT. Bye bye.